My guest at this time is Pete Snyder, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia. He's also the founder and CEO of New Media Strategies. You may be thinking, we just went through an endless presidential campaign. It can't possibly be time for another election. But in the state of Virginia, as well as New Jersey, there are critical elections coming up, both states electing governors next year, and of course, critical races down the ballot. Lieutenant governor, one of those in Virginia. And Pete, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thrilled to be with you. Thanks so much for having me this afternoon.
Why'd you decide to throw your hat in the ring?
Well, look, I was heavily involved with last year's elections. I think they're the biggest battles that we've seen and the highest stakes in really at least a couple generations. And I tried to do everything in my power to get the ticket elected in Virginia and hopefully around the country. And it didn't work out for a number of different reasons. And you know, I went into a deep depression for about a week. My wife kicked me after a couple of days and said, "Hey, honey, what the heck are you doing? You know, if you really firmly believe that we need more private sector people involved in government and governing, and more people that actually sign the front of a checkbook, you know, you need to get in the ring." And that was really it. That was the urging. And I think the stakes have never been higher for our country and for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the entire nation is going to be staring right at New Jersey and Virginia, as you mentioned before, and seeing how do they react? How are we going to react at liberty being chipped away from Washington? How are we going to react at runaway spending? What are voters going to do? And that's why I got in. I believe that this country and our Commonwealth needs major change. And I'm going to do everything I can to bring it.
There may be some listeners here, Pete, who say, well, a governor or a legislator would perhaps be more in position to set policy than a lieutenant governor. Although one unique aspect about being lieutenant governor is you would be presiding over an evenly divided Senate. So you could be breaking a lot of ties. So why did you decide lieutenant governor was the office to seek?
Well, thankfully, I'm not an attorney. So attorney general was out of the question. And I think that lieutenant governorship of Virginia has never been more important for the very reason that you just mentioned, that the Senate is deadlocked 2020 right now. And you really have two scenarios. And you know, I wasn't going to run for governor because Ken Cuccinelli is a dear friend, and I firmly believe that he will be a great governor of Virginia. And I want to be a partner for him to get a pro-business, reform-minded agenda passed and through the state Senate and helping all of the taxpayers of Virginia. So that's really why I focused like a laser beam on lieutenant governor. I think it's where the most good can happen. And I was absolutely excited to know that the person who actually was the tie-making senator, Senator Bryce Reeves of the 17th District, all of the nation was watching him in 2011 when his recount election, he ended up knocking off a 28-year incumbent. So the tie maker in the Senate endorsed me to be the tiebreaker. So I'm pretty stoked about that one.
We're talking with Pete Snyder, Republican candidate for lieutenant governor in the state of Virginia. And you mentioned Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is seeking the Republican nomination. At this point, he only has token opposition and is expected to easily be the candidate for the GOP. Not quite as much elbow room for your primary. I count seven who are in the race with a couple more who may consider it. We've got current legislators, former legislators, Bishop Jackson, who is a candidate for the Senate, and, of course, you coming from the private sector. What do you see as your calling card here? What distinguishes you from a pretty crowded field?
Well, it's exactly what you just said, which is the entire field is made up of career politicians, current office holders, or those who have sought office before, and I'm the only private sector person in the mix. So my take on it all is the more the merrier. And there's some very fine men and women running for lieutenant governor, some very good people. I've solid friendships with many of them. But you hit it on the head. I'm the only person in there who's really signed the front of a check. I'm the only person who's been an innovator and a job creator, and that's really what I'm going to be bringing to the table. My focus is going to be one of big ideas. I think, while the stakes have only gotten higher, in politics in Washington and in Richmond, it seems that the politics have only gotten smaller and the ideas have only gotten smaller. So we have a campaign based on big ideas. Number one with a bullet for me is education reform. If you look at Virginia's education laws, you would think they were written by the teachers' unions themselves, which is preposterous because in Virginia, we don't even negotiate against teachers' unions. But things like teacher tenure still exists, last in, first out still exists. We have some of the worst grades on charter schools and the fewest, some of the fewest in the country. If you look down south, you look at New Orleans, and there is an education revolution happening down there. Well, why? It's because Katrina blew away many of the schools, destroyed many of the schools. And government couldn't move quickly enough to get schools up and running, so they had to turn to the free market and the private sector. And since then, kids are being educated. Test scores are going through the roof. More kids are going to college than ever from New Orleans charter schools. So, you know, we need more of that in Virginia. We need to take down the teachers' unions and their influence and add many more free market elements to reward our best and most innovative teachers and to actually have our kids be learning.
Real quickly before we run out of time, Pete, on the economic front, Virginia, compared to much of the rest of the country, is doing pretty well. It's just recently once again been ranked very high and states friendly as to business, but there's always room for improvement. Where will you be pushing hardest there?
Well, Virginia, you're right, is doing better than most. That said, all regions of Virginia aren't humming on all cylinders. Where I'm from, Northern Virginia, I have a technology entrepreneur background. Northern Virginia is doing really well. But Southwest Virginia, you're seeing double-digit unemployment. I've been spending a ton of time in Southwest Virginia. One of my co-chairs, delegate, Israel O'Quinn, is a member of the House of Delegates from Southwest Virginia. He's endorsed my candidacy. We need to get Southwest Virginia humming. We need to make sure that there is more investment happening out there. I want to get rid of the corporate income tax in Virginia to make Virginia that much more competitive so that we have entrepreneurs like myself and small businessmen and women flocking to Virginia, but also mid and large size companies coming to Virginia and calling Virginia home. That's a way to grow this economy.
Pete, where can folks find your website?
www.petesnyder.com or on Facebook, Pete Snyder VA. Check us out. Check out our big ideas and join our campaign. We need your help not only to turn around our Commonwealth and get it going, but also our country.
Believe it or not, the primary is just a few months away and then the election less than a year away. Pete, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Pete Snyder, founder and CEO of New Media Strategies, now Republican candidate for lieutenant governor in 2013 for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.